From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today you'll hear from Megan Johnston, Anna Oxborough, and Chris Peterlin from Cornstalk Theater. They join us to talk about It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, a clever take on the holiday cinematic classic where the story is staged as a live radio broadcast. Seven actors portray numerous characters and sound effects are done by two Foley artists. The production will air tonight at 8 p.m. right here on WCBU as part of the WCBU Presents series. Megan, Anna, and Chris, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
So Anna, let's start with you. You are the director of this production. What were some of the kind of unique challenges that you had to navigate as you were figuring out how to bring this production to life?
It was interesting. We were trying to figure out shows that we could do safely, you know, social distancing. And It's a Wonderful Life came up. We were browsing through different productions and that immediately popped. And that was one of my, it is one of my favorite classic movies that I like to watch at Christmas time. And I jumped in and I didn't quite realize what a radio play was about until I got to that point. And once I realized what a radio play was and all the different factors that go into it, I kind of went down a rabbit hole and had a lot of fun with it. Being able to create in a time where you feel like you can't do much is a huge bright spot.
Now, with the original script that you had for this, was it packaged as a radio play, or is that something that you had to adapt with the script that you had?
No, it was packaged as a radio play, and there were two radio different types. There was one that was a full length and a short version, and we actually chose to go with the shorter version. But it's a fairly good length in, you know, in general. It's an hour and 15 minutes or so.
The actual radio play, a little bit of history about It's a Wonderful Life. They produced it as a radio play just before they released the movie to let the public know that this was getting ready to come out. So they did a really short version that was just a, you know, them doing a radio play of it, which is very similar to what we're doing.
Megan, let's go to you. You play the iconic Donna Reed part, the part of Mary in It's a Wonderful Life. Tell us about what it was like to bring that character to life.
It was incredibly fun. Just becoming Mary Hatch and finding my character and the levels that she goes through, you know, the younger Mary, adolescent Mary, teenage Mary, and then of course, adult Mary. There's different personality traits at each stage that I had to find naturally on my own. And I feel like I did a pretty good job with that. It's hopefully you can tell from the radio show at what stage I'm at with this character.
There's also quite a bit of sound mixing that has to happen as, you know, part of that rabbit hole, Anna, that you were talking about of producing something like this. Give us a little bit of a sense of how that happens. Does it happen real time while the actors are performing their part?
It does. We had two incredible sound effects, you know, ladies, Teresa Black and Kristen Whitaker, and they were there, and there's a whole table that was set out and it had all the different sound effects, and they were masters. So you watched them make those sound effects as the show was going on. Meanwhile, I was actually in the sound booth and I had decided on music to be played underneath certain parts of the play and scenes that were going on to help add a little bit of emphasis with maybe some of the drama or the dilemma that was going on, or to create a little bit more romantic mood for George Bailey and for Mary. So while they were out there doing the sound effects for like the stomping on snow, the walking away, the crashing into the ice, I was in the booth and I did more so the music, I guess, that kind of underscored everything.
Have you had a chance to listen to the actual audio file of the performance,
Chris? Okay, so
yes.
Oh my God, yes. I filmed. I was in charge of filming the actual production, but I also was taught by our tech people at Cornstalk on how to record the audio through the soundboard itself. And the people that listen to tonight's recording, the sound is actually much better as an audio file than the video. It's great. The video was great, but the audio is wonderful.
All of you serve on the digital play task force that Cornstalk has put together in the midst of all this, so that Cornstalk can effectively keep putting out engaging theatrical content. You've done a brilliant job of doing that. But it sounds like everyone involved has had to learn new skill sets, maybe change a bit of their expectation of what live theater is and can be, and even just going back to that baseline of what it means to tell a good story. What have been some of your takeaways from going through this process and coming to the full completed project of It's a Wonderful Life?
The one thing that I want everybody to know while we've been doing this is that they cannot be afraid of digital. So many of our audiences, some of them are not of the digital age, but to be able to get back to the theater, it's the only way that we can offer it right now. So do not be afraid of digital. It's so easy to get involved with. It really is. It really is.
Do not be afraid to sign up for something, whether it's directing or acting or running sound or lights. This Cornstalk has always been a volunteer teaching facility. Yes. And this is a great opportunity for people that may have been a little bit insecure or tepid or just unsure, and they wanted to try something new. Now is definitely the time to do that. We have the capability on hand to teach people and to show them the ropes, basically, for whatever it is they may want to do.
That was Megan Johnston, Anna Oxborough, and Chris Peterlin talking about It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play. The show was produced by Cornstalk Theater and will air tonight right here on WCBU as part of the WCBU Presents series. For more information on this and all upcoming arts events, you can visit artspartners.net. Chris, Anna, and Megan, thank you so much and congratulations on putting together this very wonderful production.
Thank you. Thank you. Hope everyone enjoys the show.
You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.